This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Indian Kashmir on Saturday held its first direct election since the government stripped its semi-autonomy last year. On high alert for attacks by separatist militants, dozens of police and paramilitaries with machine guns watched outside each voting station while army patrols toured the streets. The Himalayan region, which is also claimed by Pakistan, has been under heavy security since the ruling Hindu nationalist government imposed direct rule in August of 2019. But officials said nearly 52% of the 700,000 eligible voters cast ballots during the first of the 8 days of polling, braving the security, coronavirus fears, and snow-covered terrain to elect local council members. Results are expected on December 22nd. While the councils have only limited powers, several Kashmir political parties, including the influential PDP, formed an alliance to use the election to campaign for the restoration of the region's political autonomy. Kashmir has been divided between India and Pakistan since their bitter split at independence in 1947. Both claim the territory in full. And Ethiopian government forces began an offensive to capture the regional capital of the northern Tigray region on Saturday. This is according to diplomats in direct contact with residents, as well as the leader of local forces. The head of Tigray's People's Liberation Front, or TPLF, told Reuters that Mekele was under heavy bombardment and that the Ethiopian military is using artillery in the assault. A spokeswoman for the prime minister's office said that the safety of Ethiopians in the region is a priority for the federal government. For more on this story, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iran's supreme leader promised on Saturday to retaliate for the killing of the Islamic Republic's top nuclear scientist, raising the threat of a new confrontation with the West and Israel in the final weeks of Donald Trump's presidency. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei pledged to continue the work of Mohsen Fakhrizadeh, who Western and Israeli governments believe was the architect of a secret Iranian program to make weapons. Friday's killing, for which Iran's president blamed Israel, could complicate any efforts by President-elect Joe Biden to revive a detente with Tehran that was forged when he was in Barack Obama's administration. President Trump pulled Washington out of the 2015 International Nuclear Pact, agreed between Tehran and major powers. The scientist was killed on Friday when he was ambushed near Tehran in his car, and his car was sprayed with bullets. He was rushed to the hospital where he died. Islamic State-linked extremists killed four people in a remote Christian community on the Indonesian island of Sulawesi, authorities said Saturday. One victim was beheaded and another burned to death. The attackers ambushed the village in central Sulawesi province Friday morning, killing several residents and torching half a dozen homes, including one used for regular prayers and services. This is according to police. No arrests had yet been made, and the motive for the attack was not immediately clear. But authorities pointed the finger at the Sulawesi-based East Indonesia Mujahideen, or MIT. It's one of dozens of radical groups across the Southeast Asian archipelago that have pledged allegiance to IS. Indonesia, which is the world's biggest Muslim majority nation, has long wrestled with Islamist militancy and terror attacks, while central Sulawesi has seen intermittent violence between Christians and Muslims for decades. If confirmed to be the work of MIT, Friday's killings would be its first significant attack since the organization's leader was killed 4 years ago by Indonesia's elite anti-terror squad. And dozens of rallies are planned Saturday against a new French law that would restrict sharing images of police, only days after the country was shaken by footage showing officers beating and racially abusing a black man. The case shocked France, with celebrities and politicians alike condemning the officers' actions, and has brought debate over President Emmanuel Macron's law to a boiling point. Macron on Friday called the incident an unacceptable attack and asked the government to come up with proposals to fight against discrimination. One of the most controversial elements of the new law is Article 24, which would criminalize the publication of images of on-duty police officers with the intent of harming them. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.